I know how I got here. It started in the shower. The kids sleep until it's light out, their internal clocks finely tuned to the sun, but Jack and I have to roll out of bed long before then. He always hits the snooze button at least twice, and I usually snuggle up to his broad, strong back until he rolls me over to reverse spoon and pulls my hips into him so I can feel how hard he is for me. There isn't a day on earth that Jack doesn't wake up hard. It makes me smile and wiggle back against him, all sleepy eyes and long limbs. It's a very rare occasion when we have time for morning sex and our rush to get everything ready and everyone out the door on time. Still, he loves it when I reach back and squeeze and tug on him in those drifting moments, still caught between sleeping and awake. I like to imagine what he's been dreaming about as I reach back and stroke him against my ass. What new flavor of the feminine has entered his unconscious during the night? A dark, exotic beauty, a long, slender blonde, some cool drink of water, or maybe a curvy, fiery redhead like me. It's an awkward angle for me to do for very long, and sometimes he takes his cock in his hand and rubs it up and down the crack of my ass, or just moves the head against the soft skin of my cheek. Once in a while, if I've forgotten and worn panties to bed, I'll curl my arm behind my back and pull my panties up tight. He loves to see me bound that way. Even just the suggestion, my wrists twisted in the material and resting against my lower back, my bikini panties pulled taut and thin as a thong between my cheeks. There are mornings when he feels more urgent, when he grabs my hips and shoves his cock between my ass cheeks, rubbing it there, hard. Those mornings he will press into me and stroke his cock against my ass, his breath coming faster against my neck, his cock an iron bar, his hand pistoning up and down his shaft. I love listening to the sweet flesh music of his hand on his cock. It makes me moan and wiggle against him as I reach back to spread my ass for him. God, he loves that. And arch my back so he can aim his cock at the tender little rosebud of my asshole. That usually sends him over the edge, my hands opening myself to him that way. He will grunt and thrust and spill his cum deep into the crack of my ass. Those are the days I really need a shower. I am the queen of fast showers, with a litany of things to do today already running through my head. He is a shower lingerer, just standing for long moments under the water, soap in hand, while I'm all business, scrubbing and rinsing and shaving in record time. Sometimes he can get me to linger with him, distract me from the endless lists of stuff to accomplish in my head. That's where it really started, although I recognize it now as a progression from our early morning ass-stroking sessions. It happened more on mornings when he was still excited, those mornings he didn't masturbate to completion in our bed, those mornings when his cock revived the minute soap and water were applied. Those mornings he would take my hand and put it on his cock as he washed it, slick and hard and throbbing, something he knew never failed to interest me. I couldn't often resist a hard cock thrusting into my hand, even when there were other things to do. Still, I would protest. Jack, we can't. I forgot to make lunches last night. How about a little breakfast first? He would kiss me and then rub his fingers over my lips, and I would know immediately what he wanted. I loved sucking him off in the shower, although I didn't often get the opportunity. I loved kneeling in the needling spray, gulping down his cock and his cum, nearly drowning in the cascade of water over my head as he shoved himself into my mouth. My pussy gets wet just thinking about it. Jack, we can't, really, I would tell him, finishing rinsing my hair. Then just let me stroke myself against your ass. And that's how it started. Me bent over in the shower, my hands braced against the tile, My legs spread, the hot water running over my ass as he kneaded my flesh, spreading my cheeks open and rubbing his cock up and down my slit, teasing my pussy and my clit, before he began stroking himself right against my asshole. But it didn't end there. Oh, no. That's just where it started. One morning, he put his finger there, a gentle probing, a tickling tease. I shied away at first, embarrassed. For me, there was a grave difference between his cock, which seemed enormous against that tiny hole when he stroked it there, and his finger, which seemed to have a sly intention. Of course, I was right. His finger, slippery with the soap he was using to lubricate his cock, slid into my asshole. When I hissed at him and told him no, he didn't take it out. Instead, he slid in another, increasing the pressure. "Shh, Shawnee, it's okay," he murmured to me, using the diminutive form of my name as a comfort measure, as his fingers moved slow in and out. "Jack!" I squealed, as his fingers moved a little deeper. My face was flushed, and not just from the heat of the water in the shower. That's nasty," he chuckled, sliding his other hand between my legs, teasing my clit with one finger just the way he knew I loved. I moaned and arched my back, forgetting about what he was doing in my asshole for the moment. "Does it feel nasty?" he asked me, rubbing my clit and fucking. Yes, he was fucking my asshole in a slow, easy motion, and I was caught wiggling between shame and pleasure. That first time, shame won out. I pulled away from him and got right out of the shower, drying off and not answering his calls even when he stuck his head around the curtain. When we talked about it later that night, as we were falling asleep, I blushed red again, telling him I didn't want to do anything like it, and that if he insisted on pushing it, we could just shower alone. But the threat sounded hollow, even to me, and it was. It was only a week or so before he did it again, slipping his finger into my asshole as I was bent over in the shower. This time he had waited, getting me fully aroused before attempting his gentle inquiry. That time, I didn't get out of the shower, and he came all over me with his fingers buried deep inside my ass. The next time, I came so hard my ears were ringing, rubbing my own clit as he fingered my ass and pussy all at once. That time, I turned around and sucked him off, as eager to have his cum as he was to give it to me. The time after that, we crossed into entirely new and frightening territory. I was used to his fingers now, two, sometimes three of them, fucking me at once. I liked rocking against him as he fingered my pussy and my ass together, filling me completely. When he pressed the head of his cock against the tight ring of my asshole, however, that's where I drew the line. Again, I hurried out of the shower right away, dried off, and ignored him for the rest of the morning, no matter what he said. It wasn't until late that night, the darkness providing enough cover for my shame, that I told him how scared I was, and he held me and rocked me and told me how much he loved me. And that's how I got here. My ass in the air, my cheek resting against the cool sheet, two bottles of KY on the bed, and Jack kneeling behind me, his cock slick and aimed toward a place I never would have believed I could let him enter. "Wait, wait, wait!" My hands press his thighs, my eyes close tight. The head of his cock is positioned right there. I'm tense and I can't seem to let go. "It's okay, baby," he says, and he just rubs me there. Familiar feeling. I let myself relax a little, enjoying the feel of his KY slick fingers stroking my tender flesh. "Okay, okay." I arch my back, taking a deep breath. I feel him press the head of his cock there again. The tip of him is easy at first, as it meets my soft, puckered opening, but then his engorged flesh seems to stiffen and strengthen, coming up against a tight band of resistance. "Oh, wait, wait!" He stops, but he doesn't pull back this time. I can feel my own refusal, my whole body a bright red flashing neon no. "Play with yourself," he says, his hands gripping my hips now, his cock pressed tight against my asshole. He's not giving up an inch now. I reach between my legs, my fingers parting my lips, shaved smooth like everything else, just for the occasion. In spite of my fear, my pussy is swollen, wet. My fingers slide easily among the delicate folds. "You have such a beautiful cunt," he says, and I know he is watching me finger myself. I circle my clit with my index finger, large circles that begin to grow smaller, zeroing in at a slow, steady pace. A familiar tingling begins between my legs, and I lose myself in the sensation, working my fingers faster now, my breath hot against the sheet. Jack pushes in a little further, and I gasp and moan. "Oh, no, honey. Wait, wait, please." I'm begging him. "Don't stop touching yourself." He pushes in a little harder. I writhe beneath him. "Oh, baby, honey, God, I can't take it. I can't take that much. Oh, oh, please." His cock feels 3 times its normal size. I can feel my body rejecting him, wanting to expel him, find a way out of this. "Oh, Jack. Oh, my God. Please." "It's okay," he's panting, as if what he's doing requires a great deal of effort. I don't know if it's the holding back or the pushing in. "Keep rubbing that sweet little clit." I do. My fingers a sweet distraction from the hot, throbbing steel rod pressing into my behind. "Oh, please, 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 please." I'm begging him, and I don't even know what for. Some sort of release. "Just a little more," he whispers, and I feel a slight pop as my ass opens to accept the entire head of his cock. "Oh, God." I'm shaking, my face flushed. "No more. I can't." That was the hardest part. His hands stroke my ass, my hips. My body begins to adjust to the feeling of his cock stretching me open in places it isn't used to being stretched. "Oh, go slow, please. Slow." "Okay." His voice is a whisper, and he pulls on my hips, giving himself some leverage. "Slow, slow, slow." I can feel him pressing deeper into me. The thin, tight band of flesh that had kept him at bay had now been pushed past, over the swell of him. He had a straight shot toward my center now. "Jack, oh God, it's so much." I can't believe how vast he feels in me. "Can you take more?" He squeezes my hips, his hands holding me steady. "Yes," I breathe into the bed. "Yes, go ahead." He gets himself another inch, maybe 2. "Wait, wait!" "Does it hurt?" he asks. I shake my head, panting with the effort to take him into me. "No, I have to get used to feeling it. It's so full." "More?" he asks, his hips rocking a little. "Yes." I press back against him now, aching to feel the saddle of his hips against my ass. "Come on, that's it. Deeper. Is there more?" "Yeah, I can take it, baby. All the way in me." Jack moans as he sinks into my flesh, buried now to the hilt. "You're in my ass." I'm filled with wonder. "Oh, my God." "I'm gonna fuck your ass," he says, and his voice sends a shiver through me. "Oh, honey, easy." My mind has only gotten wrapped around the idea of penetration. I haven't made it to the idea of being fucked yet. The delicate flesh around my asshole flowers open, and he begins to pull back, easing almost all the way out of me. I can feel the tip of him, the ridge that had felt so impossible, easing out and then back in. "Oh, slow." My thighs are shaking. "Oh, honey, please, please." He's moving now, in and out of my ass. "Oh, it's so tight. Sean, your ass is so tight. Do you like it?" I press back against him, feeling how hard he is inside of me. "Do you like fucking my ass?" He groans, driving harder against me, and I meet his thrust, rocking against him. I love the feel of him grinding into me, the sound of his grunts and moans. His lust, his pleasure, sends me soaring, and my fingers begin to move faster and faster over my clit. "Harder," I whimper, my fingers wet and slick with my juices as I circle my clit. "Oh, please, fuck me harder." He does, his balls slapping against my pussy, his fingers using the bones of my pelvis like hand grips, pulling me back to him again and again. I love feeling him ram into me with such force, with a slick, wild abandon that leaves me panting and moaning. "Oh, fuck my ass!" I can feel my orgasm building, his cock a driving force against my ass, my fingers working my little clit for all I'm worth. Oh, I want you to come in my ass. He groans at the words, and I can feel him beginning to let go, his movements filled with purpose and longing now, heading toward an ecstatic finish line. Oh, baby, oh, you're gonna make me come. I arch my back and bury my fingers into my pussy as I come, my thumbs still rubbing on my clit, sending sweet waves through my body as I buck and writhe beneath him. He's just behind me, sliding me forward onto the bed, my knees collapsing as he plunges into my ass with all of his weight. His whole body shudders against the length of mine, his cock a throbbing wet pulse as he spills wave after wave of his cum into my depths. When I'm later tucked against him, my bottom still throbbing, I don't wonder anymore how I got here, as he pets me and holds me and kisses my forehead, still flushed and sweat dampened. For once, I don't feel rushed or out of time. As I look back at our journey toward this moment, I know just how I got here, and I am filled with him, and I feel complete.